Pranam, a hearty Om Namah Shivaya. We are in Krantipit in Madhya Pradesh, and this is the big Mahashivratri night, and we are blessed to have among ourselves Vivekji himself for a quick question and answer interaction session. Om Namah Shivaya, Pranam.
Pranam.
Guruji, tell us one thing which is often associated with the concept of Shiva. There are various terms associated, but the one which is very keenly associated with Shiva is Swayambhu, self-made or self-created. How do you see that? What does it mean?
Let us first be blessed on this Mahashivratri night, which is unique, special. At the same time, this is something that we should all know, that in this whole world, when anybody has even thought about the spiritual significance of human lives in this planet, there were few among us, maybe centuries back, maybe millennia back, who thought about something very specific, which is about Mahashivratri, the day of and the night of Shiva, and not a slight marginal night, the grand night. So let us all be blessed that we are meeting today and on this Mahashivratri night. Actually, as grand Shiva is, that grand the philosophy of Shiva is. Actually, the interesting part is, Sanjay ji, that philosophy itself in Sanskrit or in Hindi or in Devanagari, we call it darshan. Philosophy is a very mature word actually to give a meaning of darshan, because philosophy is something which is completely mental. It has no relative context to our own experience. Actually, the mere word philosophy, the darshan, that comes from the whole, what you can call the life of Shiva. You call it Swayambhu. The word that you used is self-made. I would call there is a huge difference in self-made or being self. Actually, Shiva is not self-made. Shiva is being self. Swayambhu. Who is for himself? Who is a self? In Indian philosophy, there is a one thing what we aspire for from the Vedas till today. This is something else, and in this country we have created many contradictions. So in those contradictions, there is also something about what we are seeking at this moment, what we are trying to seek. But since the ages of Vedas, and even before that, when the Vedas were taking shape, this country has thought about finding the self, the meaning of self, the reality of self. And self is what? Which expresses its own being through the expression of this unity. So Shiva, when we call Lord Shiva Swayambhu, it's the one who has found himself. Swayambhu is not self-made. Swayambhu is something who found himself, who got to know, or who was able to express the meaning of self. In Indian context and in the context of Shivratri, we are sitting, I call this place Krantipit. And the whole thing about Shiva is that how one can make, one can be, or one should be, being aware of that thing from where we are built off, the life, and that's Swayambhu.
But then there are several stories associated with the life and times of Shiva, but there is not a single iota of idea or even something, some concept about where did he originate or where did he come from.
What happens, Sanjay ji, that we are not, we were never not interested. The country was not interested. The civilization was not interested ever. Mythologically or through the histograph, finding out what and where one was born, that's not our interest. That's a very Western idea of philosophizing. Where one was born, where one died. That's not us. We don't care where was any mythical figure or the figure from our history was born. Where one went, we have no interest in that. Because we don't believe that anything that comes only once, we believe that life is eternal. Either we constantly coming and going from here, or we are merging with something that is already exist. So coming and going is a very temporary. But still, going back to the story, how Shiva came into the existence, there's a very interesting story. When we go back in Vedas, and especially when we go back in not the Rig Veda, but when we come into the Yajur Veda part, and from Yajur Veda, there is a very interesting Upanishad that takes form, which talks about the beginning of the begin, which was Shvetasura Upanishad. I always tell people that, you know, there is something that one should always read. In Shvetasura Upanishad, there is a question a disciple asked. Tell us, from where, like we are discussing, from where that being was born, Shvetasura Upanishad says that the being from which we are born cannot be called where it was born. It exists. From that existence, we are all born. So let's keep aside, because what has happened, and that's what I was trying to touch at one moment with you, that this country, I mean, our religion at this point, at this time, and I'm so sorry to say, but our religion at this time in this country is about very selfish. We are looking for a big power of the universe, and from there we are trying to get very minuscule things. Somebody is trying to find out how my business is going to run. Somebody is trying to find out my transfer, my position. Somebody is trying out to find, you know, some sort of posting or something. Rarely we go and try to find out or try to express or try to relate or try to have the darshan of how we can become divine. I have come across many people, and I can count in numbers those who have come to me and ask that, look, I don't need anything. I just want to become divine. I want to have that expression of divinity in me. The question is absolutely wrong, because when we speak about Shiva, Shiva is something who says that, come, in any form, in any shape, in any hull and any world, come. I accept everyone. You don't have to come to me when you think that there is a purity. I'll make you pure. You come. Shiva says, I don't need sort of moral adjunctures from where I have to take people that who can be with me. Shiva says, you can be anybody. You can have any part of your morality, your wishes, your anything. You just come. Because this country, and I'm taking a step forward, because this country, and especially Shiva, from where our philosophy, our darshan has come into shape, he says that mere one thing is needed for us to become part of divine, is that our wish in us to become divine.